Así fue. Corrida. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Justin. I'm really excited. It sounds like a great opportunity.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Thank you, guys. Service. Are that time are larger things that are going on. Spirit thank you for reading our text today. We can open our Bibles to our text. What is the last part of verse 27? Last part. I'll just read verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have. And lo, I am with you. How? So this all makes, right? Even until
the very end of the age.
Even until the end of the world. Has that happened? What does verse 19 start out?
Therefore go.
Teach all nations, baptize them, Father, Son. Again, how did we end this? Till the end of time, right? Should be our mission. This is a great mission. God asks us to do this, not until 1970, not until 2020. Until 2030. This is our goal until Christ returns. Right? I want you guys to imagine this path that Christ wants us to be on. Ultimately, I think of it like in the Garden of Eden. I invite you guys to this path as well for sin. Work. This path of great beauty, brightness. Imagine all the flowers, different colors, even trees have different shades of green, right? Maybe your path goes along river, valley of beautiful mountains. I believe this is what Christ initially had planned for human race before sin, right? So throughout this message, I want us to consider the path that Christ meant for us, okay? It's very well lit. It's full of His glory. His nature is proclaiming His glory and it's absolute. Right? My question is, well, first of all, let's go to 1 Corinthians 3. Amen. We're going to read 18:20. And let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with you. How does that feel? We've all got better ways of doing things when we're together. I'm gardening, someone's got a better one. If I'm fishing, someone's going to take a better tile. What does it say? The wisdom of it's foolishness of God, for it is written, take it the wise. Again, the Lord knoweth thoughts of things. They are vain. Vanity, foolishness. With that, I'd like to message. By asking, what is going on inside of our church? Or, are we even able to keep on top all the debates that seem to be facing our I've been kind of perplexed or thinking about this a lot, like with the dividing visions that I see arising with some of the Adventist channels that I've they are debating things, and it's causing separation. And even among ones that, what's the human nature between humans that don't agree on? Do we want to spend time with people we disagree with? Do we try to distance ourselves from? So I simply just went to my phone and I asked for the top 20 debates currently being discussed. These are current within our church. And they all stem from a theological, cultural, and institutional. And they are reflecting broader tensions between conservative traditionalism and modern progressivism. Remember that path? Just reading that theological, cultural, institutional debates. Outright, my lights just went out on my right path, just for a second. Flash. My power went out for a second. Got really dark for a second. Just for a second. It was like lightning. Awesome. Right? Conservative traditionalism versus modern progressivism. I like that in my path. Jesus. Okay? What is wisdom of the world?
Foolishness.
My path just started to get just a little fuzzy. We're going to start. Bear with me. There's only 20. Now I'm not going to elaborate on all of them. I want us to get a sense. I've titled my message today, Lost Days, Not the Last Days. Women's Ordination. We all know the story here. I'm not going to laugh. This is at the Bay. Global South versus Global North. Bay over whether institutional direction should be dictated by regions experiencing massive growth, or older, historically established Western colonies. This is the debate. Union and conference autonomy. Which regional conferences can adopt practices that deviate from the worldwide general policy? Church authority and revisions in our church manual. Roles of pastors and paid employees. How's our path? Fuzzy? Cloudy? Might even be stepping off of the path. Number six, debates over the sanctuary in 1844. We're still debating this as a church. These for the 20 that are current in our church. Seven. In the SDA church, creation versus evolution. Eight, inspiration and elegy one. Seems like the devil's busy somewhere. What were we asked to do in our verse this morning? What was our goal?
Unity.
Well, in our scripture reading.
Oh.
Baptized in the name of the man, Father, Son.
Oh yeah.
The gospel until when?
Amen.
We're only on number eight of our debates in our church. Seems like we're going one way or the other here, right? And please don't get me wrong. I think it's in one of our debates. Inspiration and introduction. Number nine, the role of the law in the Christian life. Role of the law. What is, I believe it's Revelation, where it says, here are they that have a testimony. So where does this number nine debate, why is it even in, what is the role of the law?
It's our guidebook.
Why is that being debated when we are told who is going to be part of the family? The answer is in the Bible, right? Number 10, debates on the Trinity. Earthly wisdom. It's what?
Foolish.
How's your path? Number 11, justification and perfection. This is part of the final generation theology. Number 12, I ask myself, are we really debating this? The nature of Christ. Whether Christ took upon himself the fallen nature of humanity after the fall, or the unfallen nature of Adam before the fall. Why are we debating this? It seems to me debating causes division.
Yep. Amen.
And like in Sabbath school, we talked about, I brought up wheat and tares. Number 13, LGBTQ and inclusion. Number 14, religious liberty and politics. 15, you're still debating divorce and marriage. None of these debates seem to have anything Christ and how he's our example,
right,
and how we should be living Christ's method. None of these debates have anything. 15 or 16. Interfaith dialogues deals with ecumenical relations. We know what ecumenical is. Is this where you take part of sacraments? I believe that's my understanding of adopting or right. Your difference aside, let's together as one take part of sacrament. Ecumenical relations can join humanitarian with non-SBA and local bodies like me. I don't disagree with this one being talked about. But there's more important things to discuss. Like, how has Christ changed my life? 17, health and dietary standards. Deals with the necessity of strict avoidance of illness. I'm not sure I can see my path. I wrote here, my love for my Redeemer seems to be fading away from all distraction, out of sight with so many. Who is the church? We are the church, right? My path is no longer this bright, beautiful display of God's love. 18, Sabbath keeping, what constitutes appropriate observance, and only certain forms of charitable work are acceptable. So this is cycle. That's okay. That's not okay. And 19, amusements and entertainment. I believe we are trying to be Christ's character, Holy Spirit. Really. Is active to our entertainment, our views. Lest we are disappointing our minds. 20, Advent fatigue. Preaching of the soon return of Jesus for over 175 years based on how to maintain the urgency of the Advent message. I think the answer to number 20 is stop debating the first 19.
Amen. Amen. Right? Yeah.
And even if we do have some among us or in the Advent Church who are pushing these things and wanting to, I might think in my mind that that's just a tear. Let's love them. We disagree. But if they're here to tell the harvest, I might not just want to put any effort into changing. I can just love them. These are tears are here to tell. That's why this morning we talked about how important love is. How can you sit next to someone who wants to debate something that has nothing to do with the gospel. Ellen White, the inspiration even tells us that our focus has the truth. Who here can save me?
It's me.
Nobody?
Save.
Nobody.
Who can I save here?
Nobody.
Yourself.
Romans 14:19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make peace, and things wherewith one may edify one. I think it's important that we first, number one, realize why are we on this path? And 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, God is love. 1 John 4:16, God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth God, and God. So I'd like to think we want to walk this straight and narrow path because of what Christ did, like Tom said. We give, like inspiration says, we give 1 hour a day to sacrifice Christ's name on the cross. And the victory that he won, he came out of that. Makes us, I think it not only humbles us throughout our day, I think it's a channel for our love to flow. When I'm getting yelled at work, when I respond, or when, like we said this morning, careful, we have so many choices we make every single day. So many opportunities to say, Jesus, I need you now. Right? So many opportunities. And the reasons why we're on this path is because I would hope no one disagrees. But it's the most special, greatest, loving relationship experience. He doesn't want that. We love being loved by our family. Right?
Yes.
Some of us being loved by everybody that I cross paths with. I want to be loved. But this path that we're on, because what Christ did for us, and the Bible says, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. I asked this morning, should our walk be? Because we have the Holy Spirit, we have that. No, it's, I'm just going to say, out of this world, power that dwells in us. Should make this kind of easier walk. It's when we push that power away, that our life becomes more stressful, more of a burden. Our temptations are harder to walk away from. But a beautiful reminder to let go of things we worry about, things that cause anxiety, and just trust in Christ. With that, you should start seeing first shimmers of light. And at some point, beams of glorious light. Right? Psalms 119, like of Psalms 119. Verse
105. Amen.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet, light to my heart. This is telling that the path is actually dark by sin. It's telling me I need a light. It's telling me I need a lamp because in this world, it's probably dark, right? And with these 20 debates that I brought up, it sure doesn't help having a well-lit path. And inspiration and from the light to bring this message, the gospel to Christ should be our focus. Sometimes I wonder, even here lately, it's just frustrating what I'm seeing about debate on tithe. Don't get me wrong. What? My understanding is correct. Tenth and tithe are the same words. Right? And I was thinking, basically thinking it should be our first fruits. As soon as and children of Israel, they didn't want to just tithe sheep to oxen. They gave a tenth. And there's this debate going on that is seems to me when I saw it I'm like, God just dropped this. Number one, this is where I switch over to this. Then I think this was out of in Seventh-day Adventist theology and brotherhood teachings, accepting a doctrine is strictly a personal choice. Though the church practices persuasion, tensions between personal freedom and institutional doctrine is broken down. It even goes on to say, I asked it, is it easy for a church to get lost? Main focus is 28. And it came out with an argument from the album that says absolutely. Direction of a church can get lost. They hold up our 28 I got to think, isn't this the situation that Laodicea was in? And a couple of the other churches. The first one, what was the first church? I don't remember if it was Sardis. They lost their first love. And I got to thinking, how does this happen? And then you can even see it with the religious leaders of the day of Christ.
Ephesus.
What did they hold up? Their laws? Their Sabbath laws? No, they were wanting to kill Jesus for things that he did on the Sabbath. And ultimately, they did, right? I'm not saying that us as a church, body of Christ, are lost. But I do believe that there is a dark path that's been taken. And you can that and you can see it just by the first 20 that okay. There's more. These are just the first 20 offerings that we are within our denomination. It says, God values love and choice over forced obedience, as seen in Joshua 4. Choose for yourselves to say whom you will serve. There should be no coercion. Faith cannot be forced. Jesus invited people to follow him, but allowed them to walk away. Yeah, this is one. Pushing versus sharing. Adventists believe that they have the prophetic mission to bring angels' messages to the world. They sometimes feel this persistent sharing, processing pressure, and cultural enforcement. Strict families or conservative families, intense social pressure is often used to enforce lifestyle doctrines like diet or Sabbath, which can feel like version to younger generations, ultimately being way. Title says God of Jesus Christ. Expression says proclaiming the grandest message. Adventists are called to warn the world about it. But the seventh day Sabbath shared the everlasting gospel. She wrote that this work should boast the whole mind and the whole intention. I don't know that there's room for that. All the day. Believers are to purify their character from sin, through the grace of Christ, that lives of perfect harmony to God's will. This is inspiration. That is attainable with the Holy Spirit. Without it, possible. It's good that I just want to share the last 2.5 Boston, my oldest sister, Sarah's parents, Wichita. And did not stop believing in Jesus. God always spoke to me. This is what I'm saying. children have totally turned their back. And they grew up in the South. They were migrants. And I'm just thankful Boston has found that a young folk. And every Sabbath morning, they cook breakfast and together at one of the main believers' houses. And then they go to Sabbath school, church. And Boston's decided, since the home church doesn't start until 1 o'clock, that's just 3 blocks from the church. After church, he goes to their service at the home church. And I'm just praising God that Boston has friends that share with us. He's gone so long without friends because he doesn't like the burden side of that age group. Now he's got some friends who he can share his foundational beliefs that he was brought up. Just said it.
Amen.
So, in closing, there are many verses that we could go over about what our focus should be. And we talked about this morning, unity, Christ's character. Loving, Sarah and I, we can talk at a potluck or something to discuss all of it. But I think it's a much. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing the Son, teaching them to observe all things. Whatsoever I but a line. How important are things that we've discussed across the center of all these points, how important is that center of this? He said, I will be who you are when you say, right?
Yep.
That's why I think Christ came to make this easy for us. Sin is what makes it very, very, very difficult. And once again, this is how I imagine everyone all day long. I hear. Take my hand. Every single one of us. Every day. And it's kind of mind-blowing that we have such a loving Savior who at any moment in any type of sin can just look up and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Take my hand. He's not going to say, well, I don't know what you're feeling. Crazy. Does he condemn us at all? Says, sin no more. I don't condemn you, it's like this one. So, let's close with Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much. Really, the simplicity of you. Being the Creator, and how much we mean to you, and how much you love us, and Lord, I just long for that day where we can walk together through the gardens, through the mountains, take a swim in a fresh mountaintop, a pond or lake. Lord, I look forward to them so much. Sin, sorrow, pain, just surrounded by your love, surrounded by those that we need. What an amazing thing. It's no eye, no ear, can even fathom the greatness you have. Thank you for this. Thank you for personally, Lord, how I was brought up to know the truth of this home, third or fourth generation, and how much of a blessing that is on that you have prepared me for this. How we not sing. Continue to answer your service. I'm willing to go with you. I pray that for all the streets. Just to have a beautiful rest of the Sabbath. Maybe some cloud coverage. Go with us now to our blessed hands that prepared the meal. Lord, may it nourish our bodies so that we continue to do your work. Thank you.